Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nola Jake, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. One of our favorite guys. Jake Madison, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
You bet. Listen, 30 primetime games? What? It's crazy. It's awesome for the Pelicans in 2019-2020.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely Zion fever, and the hype is absolutely real around this guy. And the NBA feels that it's not just New Orleans that's feeling it, but the league and all of their NBA fans as a whole. So getting that many nationally televised games, games that are going to go out to not just the country, but the world in this kind of globalized sport that the NBA has become is very cool to see. It's also very heavy on the national TV games early on. And getting even an ABC game, but let alone two of them, shows that they think this team is going to be worth watching. So it's not just Zion Williamson on a bad team, but it should be Zion Williamson on a competitive team. And if you're a fan that's kind of invested emotionally into this franchise since the drafting of Zion Williamson, or even financially invested in him with tickets and what have you, this is kind of validation that you made the right move.
I said primetime. I meant nationally televised games. You get the point, right? I mean, it's 30 of them, and we haven't seen the Pelicans get this kind of love ever. It's a franchise record, 30 nationally televised games for a team that, going back to February and March, I mean, the walls were caving in on that organization after the AD debacle and then how quickly it changed with Zion's arrival, et cetera. Jake, of these two games, whether it's the opener against Toronto, or excuse me, the three games, the opener against Toronto, Zion's debut in New Orleans in the Smoothie King Center on October 25th, or the return of the Brow on November 27th. If I told you you can go to one of those three, I know they're opening on the road against Toronto, but if I told you you could go to only one of those, what would it be?
It's definitely going to be the first home game for Zion Williamson, even though it's not, you know, maybe the worst matchup in terms of opponent. In the Dallas Mavericks, out of all three of those, the hype around him has been so big. Everyone's excited to see him on the Pelicans' home court in real NBA minutes. And you know, it also helps. It's a Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun there in the Smoothie King Center. It'll be people out there early. It's going to be people probably out staying late, celebrating a little bit too. I love all of those. You know, as much fun as it would be to be there for the Anthony Davis return game, we've already heard him booed in the Smoothie King Center. It's not going to be much different necessarily than that first game that he played after the trade request. But the Zion hype, seeing him in his first NBA action here in New Orleans, it's going to be something special and something I think people are going to remember for a very long time.
Jake, when you look at now even a team like the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, considering his status now when he comes to town, what is your take on that? Now you look Kyrie Irving with the Nets. Do you going to have maybe see different teams coming to New Orleans against the Pelicans that might all of a sudden be more of a hot ticket that it wasn't necessarily in the past?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've seen so much change throughout the league this year with the player movement, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George going to the Clippers, who were kind of a bit of an afterthought this past season without Blake Griffin, no longer having Chris Paul. They're going to be absolutely must-see games in the Smoothie King Center. You mentioned the Brooklyn Nets. That's a team that has been okay the past couple of years, but hasn't really had a marquee-level star that you show up to see. But having that in Kyrie Irving, maybe Kevin Durant, who said he's intent on playing this coming year, despite us all assuming that he's going to be out for the entirety of the season, they're going to be kind of must appointment TV, appointment viewing in the Smoothie King Center. And when you see how many teams are going to be competitive and that the Western Conference is more wide open than it's ever been, that the NBA as a whole is more wide open than it's ever been, I think, in a really long time. That's when you're going to get a lot of people showing up, because games are going to be intriguing. They're going to be important. It helps that the schedule is a bit front loaded. I think that gets people turning out for those big name teams. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think if you look at the schedule a little bit, it shows what the NBA thinks is going to happen to the Pelicans. They are front loaded in terms of those nationally televised games, whereas in March and April, you don't see as many of them. And I wonder if that's the NBA thinking that the Pelicans are going to fade late. But I'll tell you, looking at that schedule, the final 17 games, there's only really four or five tough ones in there. And as long as the Pelicans kind of hang around against all of these big name teams that we're talking about, they could make a late season playoff push, I think, right, whether that's to improve their seeding or to just get into the playoffs.
And Jake, that's what I was going to ask you. You look in the past under Coach Gentry, you talk about the schedule being front loaded. And I guess I'm going to look at a dozen games. What is your take? Obviously, you want to be 8-4 instead of 4-8, but I think that has somewhat hurt the Pelicans. Now, they didn't have the Zion factor and stuff, but you still had AD, and we had some promise in the team. But it just seemed like for the fans to get the momentum going, they need to get off to a fast start. And even from a confidence standpoint, what are you looking for, let's say, the first dozen season, first dozen games on the season to come about?
Yeah, you have to get off to a fast start. We've kind of been here before with this team, you know, where they go into the season, there's high expectations, people are excited, they've bought tickets when they haven't been before, they've bought merchandise when they haven't done that before, and then the Pelicans come out flat. We've seen 1-10 starts, 3-12 starts multiple times, and that gets that excitement derailed. People stop showing up, and they just feel kind of burned by the team. We're going through that cycle again, potentially right here. Everyone is excited. Everyone's hyped up for Zion Williamson, this new era of Pelicans basketball. And if they don't get off to that fast start, you might see that excitement taper off a little bit, and maybe the attendance lags when you were expecting it to be significantly better. But that schedule is tough. Those first 12 games, you've got the Houston Rockets twice in that. You play the Golden State Warriors. There's a number of really good teams. Denver's a home game. You're on the road to start the season against Toronto. It could be a 4-8 start. And I think people have to realize that maybe the expectations need to be recalibrated a little bit for this franchise. And you've heard David Griffin kind of doing that as much, saying, you know, we're maybe not ready to compete for a title right now. Zion Williamson isn't the savior of basketball here in New Orleans. And they've still got a lot of new guys. They're going to have multiple new starters. About 80% of the roster has been turned over from last season. That takes some time to gel, to build chemistry. So they're likely to get off to a rough start. I think if they go 6-6 over the first 12, I'd consider that a very big win for the Pelicans. That's something that shows they can kind of build off of this and maybe carry that momentum going forward when their schedule finally starts to ease up in the second part of the year.
Jake Madison hosts the Locked On Pelicans podcast, at Nola Jake on Twitter, one of our favorite guys. Jake, Bobby and I were talking during the football season now, and you've seen our football season from our sports department and how hectic it can be for all of us. So I've committed, I'm going to make at least 5 Pelicans games during the Saints football season, at least 5. And the over and under for the year is over. Bobby has it over 12.
Look, that's pretty good. Have you made even 5 in the past 3 years?
No, total. No, I have not. Well, but that shows you how excited I am.
Yeah. A Christian is ecstatic, Jake.
Yeah. It's not a knock on you, Christian. I'm just saying that shows how excited you are. And I think you're kind of seeing that pervade the city a little bit. I know people I saw out at Red Dress Run over the weekend, a ton of people in Zion and Pelicans gear just because they wanted to show off the red that they've got. And that's why I think you're going to see people showing up to these games more so than they ever have before. You're hoping to maybe make a new generation of fans, those younger kids coming up. Basketball's, you know, one of the bigger sports for them right now. And now you've got a very marketable star to put it in front of everybody. So it's a very exciting time. And trust me, Christian, you're not the only person I've heard who's not an NBA fan, not a basketball guy. They can't wait for Zion Williamson to be playing here, and they've bought some tickets already.
Yeah, Jake, you brought up a great point with the generation of basketball fans in the city being able to grow up with a star like Zion Williamson. I think can change the narrative about basketball being important to this city.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things when you really look at it, and why maybe this team's kind of hitting a tipping point in terms of popularity is
a lot of the people that finally grew up with a basketball franchise in New Orleans, they've been here close to 20 years or so now, you know, they're the ones who are now young professionals who start to have some disposable income. They're spending it on Pelicans tickets. And when you capture those fans at a very young age, I think that's when you build them for life. And the Pelicans just haven't been around long enough for that to really happen. And now with Zion Williamson, you can get those kids, 5, 6, 7, whatever age it is, really excited about that. They grow into lifelong basketball fans. So now I think you're starting to really see another generation start to become excited about the NBA in New Orleans.
Now, Jake, when you're talking about leadership and when you are facing adversity, it seems like Drew Holiday, he's saying the right things. He's really embracing this role that he is the man. I mean, you know, we all know the stroke of Zion and what he brings to the table. But I still think from the get-go right now is Drew Holiday's team and his influence along with Coach Gentry to mold this team going forward right now.
Yeah, and David Griffin has said as much. This is Drew Holiday's team. They've been impressed with him, and I think everyone across the league is really starting to recognize the level of player that he is. Now with 2 seasons of making that all-NBA defensive team, he's a guy we've seen be the go-to scorer at times for him. In the playoffs 2 years ago against the Portland Trail Blazers, this is a guy who had a 30-point game, and in the closeout game, I believe was the leading scorer with, I think, 44. I might be a little bit off on that number. And he shows you that he can kind of be the man. He's never had that opportunity. I think that's something that NBA players really enjoy having. And frankly, the franchise showed they wanted him. There was no way they were going to trade him this year. And I think that goes a long way towards building someone's confidence. Sometimes it just takes your boss going to you and saying, you're good at what you do, go do more of it. You get motivated. And I think you're going to see that from Drew Holiday this year. He's really grown into a tremendous leader the past couple of seasons, leading off-season workouts and getting guys together. And I think he's ready to kind of take the next leap as an NBA player. And it's going to be a joy to watch, I think.
Jake, someone texted me and said, you're a very good Star Wars X-Wing miniature game, huh?
I might be. I can think of a few people who might have texted that to you.
He wants me to have you teach me that game. And I just got to tell you, I love you, Jake, and I love Star Wars, but I'm not stooping to that level of nerdness when it comes to Star Wars.
Hey, we have so much fun. You're missing out.
I just want to hear the sound effects that y'all make, like we all are shooting each other. Do y'all make sound effects?
It's the pew, pew, pew. Of course you do. Come on, there's lasers flying everywhere.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast at Nola Jake on
Does
Twitter.
Anybody ever do Chewbacca noises?
Yeah, does anybody ever do any Chewbacca noises, Jake?
That would be T-Bob all the time, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, give us a second. We got Bobby's Chewbacca. No, listen to this. Does this sound at all like Chewbacca?
No. That sounds like Chewbacca dying.
Did that sound at all?
It's like if Chewbacca got hit by a laser, maybe yeah, that's right. What he sounded, or if he's drowning.
Jake, we got to go. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.